What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Don't miss the Cards versus Braves at Busch Stadium May 16th through the 18th. There are great giveaways all weekend long, featuring a replica of the 2013 National League Champions Trophy, a beverage jug to help you stay hydrated all summer long, and a Matt Carpenter bat for kids 15 and under. Great seats still remain. Get yours now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Cardinals are National League champions from 2013.
The pitch by Rosenthal, swung on and missed for a Redbird winner.
Fans, this is Trevor Rosenthal. On Friday, May 16th, we take on the Atlanta Braves. 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a replica of the National League Championship Trophy, courtesy of Ameren, Missouri. This trophy stands at 6.5 inches tall and is an item you don't want to miss. That's Friday, May 16th. Take home the NL Championship Trophy. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Trevor brings home another, and it's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on now. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-2.
Oh, good grief. All right, welcome back. It is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Bill Cleveland in for Franco Pinion today. Great to be with you, folks. Wow, how exciting is this? Reunited. I don't think I've chatted.
And it feels so good.
I don't believe I've chatted with this gentleman in like a year and a half or so. It'll be nice to catch up here. It's Joe Hipperson time, and it's brought to you by Oric. Oric.com, the website. See what they have to offer. You can go online or check out the locations around the St. Louis area. Again, Oric.com. And Oric proudly presents, here he is, Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Oh, shoot. Where's Paul?
Oscar and Felix reunited
again.
Yeah. Are you serious? Oh, all right, well. Have to make the best fit, Bill, I guess.
Well, that's all right. That's what we'll do here.
Hey, you know what, though, Bill? I'm doing very, very well. The on-the-road segments are brilliant, by the way.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun doing that. A lot of fun traveling.
Very, very cool stuff, man. And I think, I mean, it's one of those things where I see it, and I'm like, God, I have been guilty of thinking, you know, I could maybe do something like that, but I won't even attempt it.
Any chance maybe you two can maybe do one together?
That would require that Bill reaching out
hitting
to me
the road,
and
huh?
asking me.
That would be very entertaining.
Well, it would have to be you know, like a short location. Like, let's go to Brentwood together or someplace. Yeah.
Talk about a viral video.
The Brentwood Commons. I'm not taking you like to Phoenix or something, but
I'm not
you know,
maybe. Phoenix, but you know what would be great, man, is if you get an on the road segment with Bill Cleveland, Joe Hipperson, and we go to the big Comic Con in San Diego.
Now, that would be very interesting. I went to my first Comic-Con last year when it was in St. Louis, and I don't know anything about comic books or any of that stuff, but it was very interesting, and the people were very, very cool. I really enjoyed it.
Now, have you ever, you know, I don't know, tinker with the idea of maybe, you know, trying to really, really go gutsy? Like, what if we did an on-the-road segment, right? Bill Clevland, Joe Hipperson, on the road, East St. Louis at midnight.
Oh, well, maybe my last on-the-road segment.
Yeah, we could stream it live. I mean, that would be brilliant.
I've always thought that East St. Louis might be a great place for one of those Survivor episodes, though. If you, well, you want to have a real Survivor.
Well, no, you got a good point. We could do our own little spin. Bill and Joe, naked and afraid, East St. Louis.
You know, there he goes. I knew this wouldn't last long. Naked. You got to throw in something that makes me uncomfortable.
I apologize. But you know what? If you ever did decide to reach out and say, yeah, you know what, fine, I got nothing better to do, I can't come up with any new ideas, I know, I'll just drive with someone, I'll go somewhere with Hipperson, I would totally, totally be down for that. And I would not try and hog it or you know, hijack it in any way whatsoever. It's totally you. I would just love to be within the aura of your greatness.
So you can run a camera is what you're saying?
I'll hold the camera.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's what you would do? You'd maybe hold the camera?
Well, I mean, I'd give you a tripod, but you can move it around.
Oh, okay.
Just get a couple suction GoPros on the dashboard
there. Yes,
that would be cool, some GoPros. Right? Me versus Bill and a fight to the death. We both got GoPros right in our faces. It would just be so intense.
That would be, you know what, that might actually be kind of interesting. You're right. A couple of GoPros on the dashboard. Like maybe we just.
Like comedians in cars getting coffee.
Maybe
that's
we just drive, out to Washington, Missouri or something for
that'd
an
be
afternoon.
A long drive, just me and you, man.
Well, but I think 45 minutes is probably about the most that either of us can handle. Let's just be honest here.
You know what? This is just spawning so many great things popping into my head right now. Just you and I, I've said it a billion times, man. We could be radio gold. We could be YouTube gold. We could be on the road gold. You just have to open up to me, Bill. You have to open up to me and let me inside.
Yeah, always had a problem
all
with
right.
that.
This is getting uncomfortable
up.
For us.
That last line did it for me. Yeah.
There's a big movie opening up this weekend, and it's called Neighbors. Have you guys seen anything about this?
I've heard about it, and you know, and who's the girl? I think she's adorable. She's got the
Rose Byrne.
Yes, and who's she married to? Isn't she married to somebody famous?
I don't know. You can ask Mike Evans. I don't do the gossip.
And I can't
she's
remember.
Cute.
They had is it Seth Rogen that's in this?
Yes.
They had him, they were interviewing him, and he was saying, I can't remember who he compared the movie to. It was like, I can't think of, I'll think of it, and I'll let you know.
We're not taking you on the road, Dan.
No kidding, don't take me on the road.
Yeah. Good gosh.
Oh, I can't believe.
Well, Rose Byrne, here's one thing I just want to say, thank God. See, Rose Byrne has got she's got a very, very, very nice natural Australian accent.
Yes, it's
really
beautiful.
Cool is they don't force her to do some Americanized version of her Australian accent. She has the accent. It adds, I mean, countless levels to the hotness of her character. So to just give everybody a little gist of what this is about, you've got Zac Efron as the frat boy. You've got Seth Rogen as the newly married and to Rose Byrne. They have a nice baby together, and they're trying their best to cope with having to be grown-ups.
Old School was one of the movies that they compared it to.
And I would definitely back it up as saying that it's very much like Old School, because you've got people that are older than they think they are trying to act younger than they never should. And there's even a scene in the movie, it's not a spoiler, where you've got Rose Byrne, you've got Seth Rogen, they get invited to go to a rave, they get all excited, they try and pack up their little daughter, and they try and get everything all together, and it just gets so exhausting that they just give up and just plop down on the floor and just say, forget about it, and they've realized, okay, now we're older, and we just have to settle into this, but it's okay, it's nice, got a nice neighborhood, until a fraternity purchases the house right next door to them. So now, they're sharing a property line with a frat house, where you basically got, I mean, the otter of the frat house. I mean, the main guy is Zac Efron. Now, maybe deep down back in the day, Seth Rogen felt that he was a guy just like this, and maybe he really wants to be like this guy. So they go over, they meet him, they say, hey, you know, it's kind of loud, we got a baby next door, can we kind of be cool? Well, him and Zac Efron kind of hit it off, things are nice. And he says, look, man, I'll try and, you know, chill the party out a bit, I'll try and keep it cool, just do me a favor. Don't ever call the cops on me. Just keep it cool and just don't call the cops, and we'll be fine, and we'll mind our areas, you mind yours. Well, that works just fine until just I don't know, an insanely close proximity of time later on, the party just doesn't stop. It can't stop. It won't stop. So, obviously, when two married people are in a position like that, whatever the woman says is going to be what happens. So Seth Rogen has to basically backstab the agreement he made with Zac Efron and call 911. That starts an awesome battle between Zac Efron and Seth Rogen as two neighbors who are trying to outdo each other, outmatch each other, outparty each other, out one up each other, and it becomes a very, very funny guy versus guy, neighbor versus neighbor, and they really take advantage of the R rating, but they don't take advantage of it like they have lately with R-rated comedies where they go for the over-the-top gross-out gags. Mm. It's more just a really crude, hilarious R-rated movie that doesn't overextend its welcome time. It doesn't run over 2 hours. It's you're in, you're out, it's fun, you're going to laugh. I mean, if this movie, you know, had been a straight-to-DVD type affair, or if there's so many ways this could have gone wrong. It could have gone horribly wrong. In fact, there was even a rumor going around that they're tinkering with manipulating some deleted scenes and, as a goof, releasing a DVD version as a horror movie, because it really does get to a point where you think this could be like two guys really trying to kill each other. Hmm. And I was very, very satisfied with the end result. I've never been a huge Zac Efron fan. I think Seth Rogen is funny until he laughs too much at every funny thing he does and has the most annoying laugh. He's like a, yes, like a male Fran Drescher.
Yes, oh, that my laugh can be...
Now, what, Zac Efron, was he like a Disney movie guy? What was
He was in 17 again with, was that Matthew?
Chandler, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a pretty boy, and lately, if you follow the rags out there, he has been getting in a little bit of trouble, maybe some substance abuse, maybe doing stuff he shouldn't do. Mm. Maybe he really jumped into his part in this film. I don't know, but yeah, he's kind of a pretty boy, but does a good job at not over, I don't know, he's not really pulling his Zach Morris pretty boy with this performance. It's actually quite believable, and so is Seth Rogen. In fact, you'll find yourself probably, if you're like me, and I know Bill's probably, oh, who's like Joe? I get it. It's funny. But if you're like me or like most people, you'll find yourself identifying with both of the male leads because they have character traits and flaws and pros that a lot of people can relate to. And that's what's really cool about this. Without going into spoiler territory, you could kind of write this film yourself. But the good thing is, if you did, you'd be very happy with the finished product because it's darn good. You know, you've got the frat guy, the party guy, who lives to be the guy everyone talks about the next day. And you got Seth Rogen, who just wants to be the guy who, down the road, is at least remembered for doing the right thing. And both of them realize that they could use a little bit of the other guy's life in theirs. I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it is a very, very good ride and a very good trip. I would give this, it's hard for me to give a rating because it's an R-rated comedy. It's not going to be for everybody. And I'm glad it's R-rated, though, because it's kind of over-glorifying some hardcore party stuff, so I'm glad you have to be a certain age to see it. I would give this a very strong 7.5 out of 10.
Mm, that's respectful. Pretty good. Sure.
No, it's very respectful, very, very good, very, very good, fun flick. I could have probably gotten a little bit more in-depth and been a bit more professional, but I'm just, like, so giddy right now, imagining my phone ringing and Bill asking me if I want to go on the road with him.
Yeah, well, keep imagining.
Thank you, Bill. All right, a couple of concert options for you. Tonight, Skillet is over at the Verizon Wireless. The Fluff of Murder is at the Way Out Club. The Pat Sajak Assassins over at the Schlafly Tap Room. A Big Sad Whale on stage at the Heavy Anchor. Jake Leach over at Foam Coffee and Beer. Flying House at Blueberry Hill. Big Hoodoo is over at Pops on Saturday. Aristocrat Laundromat is over at the Heavy Anchor. The Hot Liquors are over at the Schlafly Tap Room. Fubar has Clockwork Betty. Rockwell Knuckles. That's got to be like the coolest name ever. If I could change my name, I might change it to Rockwell Knuckles. That's just awesome. Rockwell Knuckles over at Plush. Eddie Money at the Lumiere Place tomorrow. The Special Guest over at Turner's on Main Street. And, of course, Southside Johnny Band tearing it up at the Lehigh Ferry Firehouse on Saturday. And last but not least.
Oh, man. It went so fast. Mm-hmm. This thing
did. It doesn't have to end as long as we have a place to go, Bill. A place to go on the road.
Start he's planning.
Really, he's really sucking up here, isn't he?
I'm trying to get poetic, man. You just got to. Okay.
That was beautiful. So, I agree.
Now, you do realize, Bill, that Paul Harris and I have kind of morphed this band segment thingy into a fake band name contest. Are you ready to play?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Right.
There are five concerts I'm going to list right now. Four of them are absolutely real and legitimate. One is completely made up.
Okay.
Are we ready, Bill?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, here are your five. Miss Massive Snowflake, Friday at the Schlafly Tap Room. Hello, Goodbye, Saturday at Firebird. Bubba Honey, Friday at Plush. Deuteris, Saturday at FUBAR. Liquid Stranger, Saturday at 2720 Cherokee.
Whoa. Man.
Now we have to pick the one that's not real?
That is not real.
That okay. is correct.
All right.
Thank you for listening to my segments, Bill.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. Before
wow.
I, okay.
These are all pretty good. I'm going to go with Deuteris.
Man, that's what I was going to say, too. Deuteris.
I'll say Bubba Honey is the one that's fake.
Well, of course, Bill is a loser, but we've got Dan and we've got Ian, who are very smart. This was inspired by an email from a listener. It was from an episode of Bob's Burgers where they were reading their daughter's diary, and the diary just said, "Dear diary, if guys had uteruses, they'd be called deuteruses."
Nice.
So big thanks and props for the inspiration. This will do it for me, but I'll talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for that call.
All right. See you later. All right, there's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric. Oric.com, the website. Check out their locations all over the St. Louis area. And again, Oric.com, the website, proudly presents Joe Hipperson. As
great
always,
show, by the way. Bob Burgers.
Yeah, what...
Have you tried watching it?
No, I don't know where that
I
is.
I have.
Is that
I've
a Fox thing?
Yeah, no, it's on Fox on Sundays. Yeah.
It's a
I have seen that thing. Yeah.
Very, very funny. It's
And who are some of the characters? Remind me again.
Well, it's a family that owns right. a burger shop, and they all okay. work. And, you know, there's a dad, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, okay. Bob Burgers, his wife, and their three kids. They all work in the burger shop
I have
together.
Seen that, and you're right. It is funny. It is funny.
It has eclipsed Family Guy for me. Family Guy
really?
Has kind of... tanked a little bit recently.
Now, you guys know me. I'm the last one to jump on any sort of bandwagon. I just started watching Family Guy like a year and a half ago.
I love Family
so
Guy.
So I'm just now on that, and I really enjoy it. Of course, I'm watching some of the earlier ones.
Yes. No, the earlier ones are gold. Lately, a lot more
phoning
missed
it
than
in
hit.
A little bit?
Well, I don't know how to describe it. It's just not doing it.
I'll tell you much. Another thing I'm watching, and again, Mr. Old Soul here, but every Saturday night, I will watch
Lawrence Welk.
No. Did you both at the same time say Lawrence Welk?
Yeah, I said Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls. No, I did love the Golden Girls. The Honeymooners. Did you watch that show?
Oh. Not really,
with
no.
Jackie Gleason?
I mean, I, yeah.
I'm telling you what, that
pieces,
is hysterical. It's on that It's on that MeTV. It's like that
I love MeTV.
That sub-channel of Channel 4, like 4.2
yeah.
or whatever it is.
I love MeTV.
I'm telling you. So Saturday night, it's like, here, Saturday night, 1 o'clock in the morning, you can guarantee, you know where Bill's going to be, watching The Honeymooners.
That's and the Flintstones. That's a live
it is.
Version
it's hysterical.
Of the Flintstones.
It's hysterical. And it's, I mean, honestly, it, to me, it's better than anything really that's on
I like
television.
Their competitor, Antenna TV. Have you seen that one, too?
I have.
I think that's Channel 2's sub-channel.
Because they've shown,
All in
like,
the Family.
In WKRP in Cincinnati. And
All in the Family's on an hour every night.
Company.
I'll sit and watch every oh. one of those. I have seen every one of them.
I watched that the other night, too, All in the Family. Archie Bunker and Edith. And yeah, that's a
All in the Family is like a 70s version, almost. Of Family Guy, you know, don't you see what I'm saying? Where it's so
politically incorrect, yeah,
so politically incorrect,
right? Yeah,
yeah. You'll watch that and you'll kind of cringe a little bit because there's no way that would
goodness,
fly
yeah.
on the air
Archie's
today.
Just blurting out every word that
yes.
you can think of. It was great. The one on the other night was the first episode where George Jefferson was seen.
Oh, okay.
He actually came over because he. They had moved in next door for a
right.
while, but George refused to come in Archie's house. So he was never actually seen, you know, what was his name?
Sherman Helmsley.
Sherman Helmsley, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so it was the first episode where he actually stepped foot in Archie's house.
And then
so.
You had Meathead, right? Wasn't that his name?
Oh, sure. Like,
yeah. And, Rob Reiner.
Yeah. And there was, yeah, I watched that the other night, too. And that,
Sally
that
Field.
Is
Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers. Yeah, yeah. No, great show and a lot. It's fun watching that old stuff again. They'll play like, you know, The Love Boat, you know. That's a little cheesy, but that's kind of fun to watch.
I've watched The Love Boat, and it is so cheesy and so over the top. The one time I watched, and I love MeTV because they have the Brady Bunch on. For some reason,
yeah.
I have always loved to watch the Brady Bunch, and that is so hokey and
yes.
goofy.
Yes.
But I watched that, the Brady Bunch, and then right after that was The Love Boat, and The Love Boat. What's his name? Mr. Brady was on. Who the heck played Mike Brady, the dad?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, crap. I can't think of his name. But anyway, the dad. Oh, anyway. I can't believe I said that.
First,
we were just
first offense since I've been here today.
I know. So
Robert Reed.
Robert Reed. Yeah, he was on Love Boat, and he had this thing with this girl on there. They met, and all of a sudden, it's how long is the cruise? Maybe a week. All of a sudden, they're in love, and they're talking about marriage and everything else after being...
Robert Reed was in love with...
Oh, yeah, he was in love with a girl, and then you're laughing about that because...
No, that's a great
you know
show.
He's looking at Gopher.
I would have gone quite that far. But I'm telling you, the Honeymooners, if you've not watched that in a long time or you never saw the Honeymooners, I love that. Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, and Ralph and Alice.
That's
to
right.
The moon, Alice.
To the moon, Alice. You'll get yours, Alice. That's what he'd say. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got some stuff to kick around here. I have, before I'm out of here today, I want to share with you folks, I had a flight delay at Lambert. I think it was last week, and it was 4 hours. If you've ever had to wait in the airport for 4 or 5 hours, it's the worst thing in the world. So what I decided to do to pass some time, I just made observations. And honestly, for 4.5 hours, I just wrote down everything that I saw happening in front of me. And I put it all together in a little story here. So I'll share that with you before I get out of here at 6 o'clock and some other things. We'll talk about Disney World, some things maybe you didn't know about Disney World. And a lot of folks are heading there for summer trips. Maybe you've already been for a spring break and stuff. So we'll do that. And we'll have Mike Evans coming up before too long. And so much more. Good to be with you. I'm Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion today. And this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And here's Tim Weiland with traffic. Hello, Tim.
Kind of a mess out there. We've got an accident on eastbound 44 at Arsenal that's blocking the right lane. They've just cleared the accident off to the right shoulder. All lanes are now open eastbound 44 at Jefferson. Traffic is still slow from Grand, now up through Highway 55. You've got an accident on Olive at Creepcore Mill Road that's really causing a backup there. On westbound 40, you're slow between Kings Highway, McCausland. You're slow again from Ballas out through Mason. And then from Timberlake Manor down to the Iceplex. It's going to be slow pockets from the Boone Bridge all the way out to Highway 70. Westbound 70, we're running slow between Lucas and Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt, 170 past the airport from Earth City Expressway to Cave Springs. And you're really jamming up now from Bryan Road out to past Highway A to Highway 40 merge. On southbound 270, just a little bit busy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing between Grand and Compton up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 55, they were still working with the stalled vehicle just south of Arsenal, and they had the right lane blocked, and traffic is backing up quite a bit there. And this traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years' experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Insulation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner, save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation, serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-301-2635 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-301-2635 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-301-2635. That's 800-301-2635. Again, 800-301-2635.
Hi, I'm Susanna Danforth, the owner of Breeze Blow Dry Bar. Like many of you busy moms, I have zero time for me time. This Mother's Day, let the people in your life know exactly what you want. A gift certificate to Breeze Blow Dry Bar. At Breeze, all we do are beautiful blowouts. No cuts, no color. Shampoo and champagne are always included in our beautiful, relaxing space. Breeze is just off Highway 40 on Clayton Road in Lester's Plaza in Ladue. Call us at 314-692-BLOW to purchase your gift card or check us out online at breezeblowdrybar.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's spring clearance event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's spring clearance event, in-store and online.
When it comes to mom, you can get her something ordinary. Or you can give her the perfect gift that suits her personal style from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. Pamper her with luxurious, relaxing bath and body products or celebrate her spirit of fashion with personalized jewelry or stylish accessories from J.A. Whitney, a gift boutique. And complimentary gift wrap is included with every gift purchase from J.A. Whitney, located on the corner of Clayton Road and Mason Road in Town and Country. For more, go to jawhitney.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit BestBuy.com/Bosch.
Jay and the Americans?
No.
A human being.
Oh, a human being.
Do you remember when they used this for an opening of The Office one season? They did the music video?
I think so, yeah.
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Clevelin in for Franco Pinion here on this Friday afternoon. Great to have you with us. In just a moment, I'm going to share with you something that I wrote at the airport last week at Lambert International. Frank has been very nice to let me talk about my other endeavor, BillOnTheRoad.com. If you have not had a chance to check that out, I would ask that you give it a shot. It's interesting when you look at when people go to the website, I get all these numbers, all these statistics. And one of the things you can kind of tell is when someone goes for the first time to the website, they look at a lot of stuff. So to me, that says I'm doing my job. When people show up, they're like, wow, this is a lot of fun. And they look at all the different stories, and it's stuff about travel, but not exclusively travel. It's, you know, stories about things that I experience when I go to these different cities. And just to kind of tell you a little bit about what I do, I'll go to, like, for example, last week I was in Michigan. Went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then went to Detroit. I was there for a day. And so the people in Grand Rapids fly me up. I go up there. I get to see all this stuff. They had the one of them was the Gerald Ford Presidential Museum, which was really, really cool. I was not expecting that to be as neat as it was. And I put together a nice video about that, 4 or 5 minute video, kind of telling you about the museum, showing you some of the cool things. For example, they had some of the tools they used in the Watergate break-in, the phone, tape recorder Richard Nixon used to use when he'd record phone calls in the Oval Office, all the different things Gerald Ford. One of the neat things was actually a little cue card that Gerald Ford had when he took the oath of office there that he read out of that little, I guess, Bible that they have so that he, of course, you don't see it on television, but it was there. And little neat things like that. Went to Grand Rapids as a public museum, which has a lot of really neat things, not only about Grand Rapids, but one of the things, ironically, on display was they had a Lego exhibit, and they have actual, someone's job is to go around the country and build things with Legos, and one of the exhibits was buildings that were replicated with Legos, and one was the arch. Right when I walked in was the St. Louis Arch, a giant arch there. So you see that, and then basically I go to these different cities and towns and talk about things that you should see. And one of the cool things is that most of these places I go are within really no more than 7 or 8 hours from St. Louis. So in a few weeks, I'll be going to Atlanta. I'll be down in Savannah, Georgia, and going to North Carolina for some stuff, and Smoky Mountains. That'll be fun to do. So I'm going to all these places, and you can find it at BillOnTheRoad.com. And so there you go. Now, before I went to Grand Rapids, I had a flight delay. There was some really rough weather. There were a couple of tornadoes, I think, in Oklahoma, and it was just really a rough day weather-wise, so all of the flights were delayed for everywhere. So I get there, and of course, I show up early, right? You're supposed to show up early. And I get there, and the nice woman behind the desk says, well, you know, there's a flight delay, right? And I said, no. She goes, well, instead of your flight leaving at 5:30 or whatever it was, or I guess it was 6:30, it's now leaving at 10 o'clock at night. So I'm stuck at Lambert for 4 hours. My dad was nice enough to drop me off at the airport. So I'm stuck for 4.5 hours at Lambert International. And it only took about 20 minutes for me to want to jump out of my skin. I was just going absolutely insane. People, and I don't know, I assume it's every airport across the country. I don't think it's just here in St. Louis. Because most of these, I'm on the road. I'm in the car. I don't fly around. So I decided to sort of kill the time. I said, you know what? I'm just going to observe everything that I see, just sit back, just watch, and make notes of everything that I see and try to explain it. So here now I'm going to read this to you. I don't know how this is going to go. We'll see how this goes. We'll have a little background music, and I will now read to you what I put together, my little story about my airplane, or rather my flight delay at Lambert International. We have some music here, and this will be either good or horrible. Ready? Here we go. Oh, and the Peanuts theme, ladies and gentlemen. So that'll help.
Perfect.
If nothing else, tap your toes to the Peanuts theme. All right. Here we go. This is my story about the flight delay. If staring at a clock were considered an Olympic sport, there's a decent chance you'd be referring to me as gold medal winner Bill Clevelin. As a bored student, I often stared at the clock from the time that yellow bus arrived at school until the time it picked me up at 2 p.m. There were those after-school jobs that couldn't keep my attention either. I stared at the clock as a shoe department salesman, a toy store employee, and as a cashier at a supermarket. Staring at a clock in a grocery store truly is the equivalent of an Olympic sport if you've ever tried to locate the current time while inside one. Well, it's a Monday evening at Lambert International Airport in St. Louis, and I've dusted off my old clock-staring skills once again. My flight to Grand Rapids, Michigan, has been delayed by more than 2 hours. Of course, I just had to follow FAA guidelines and arrive here 2 hours early. I've never been great at math, but the grumbling from other passengers at gate E22 also seemed to conclude that we'll be sitting here for at least 4 hours. The airport is the last place anyone wants to spend 4 hours. It's like a black hole of everything you hate about Earth tucked under one roof. Screaming children, weirdos from every country, and more germs than all the toilets in America combined. And when was the last time someone dropped $5 on a bottle of Febreze for that body-scanning contraption the TSA uses? I mean, the scent of Rosie O'Donnell's socks after a 100-mile walk-a-thon would be a welcome fragrance as you step into the giant cancer-causing tunnel. If it weren't for the threat of being on a no-fly list going forward, I'd take this extra time to hop on the public address system and remind travelers that talking loudly into your cell phone doesn't really improve how you sound to the person you're calling. However, now representatives from all around the world are thankfully aware that the man at the Burger King counter is taking a cab home later tonight. As I sit here waiting for time to magically fly by, I just can't help but observe the way other humans seem to keep busy. For starters, myself included, what did we do before smartphones came along? Every single person has one. Did we have to talk to each other before? Did we have to make eye contact? Did we manage without games, texts, or plugins all over the place? I do feel bad for people traveling with small kids. That seems to be no picnic. I'm also guessing many alcoholics can point to an extended stay at the airport as their launching pad to a life of bad choices. Another 20 minutes of Grandpa's factory-equipped Sprint ringtone going off next to me, and I might as well wire a down payment to a rehab facility. Which I could do if I were at an airport with Wi-Fi access. Sure, for $8 I could get it here at Lambert, but I'm going to need to put those $8 toward a shrink when I'm finished with this trip. After escaping to an otherwise quiet section of the terminal, a woman decides she wants to play Sheryl Crow's greatest hit on her computer for all to hear. Not only that, there's now a middle-aged man quietly sitting across from me, raising his hands in the air and mouthing words I can't understand. It's as though he's just entered the REM cycle of sleep and is attempting to conduct a symphony at the same time. Of course, the guy that needs to ask everybody why they're here and what they do for a living isn't too far off. Every airport comes with one of those. They're just as sure a bet as the dude checking your Sam's Club card. Let's talk attire. It's hard to believe that at one time people considered boarding a plane an event worthy of your Sunday best. Somehow the airport dress code can now be described as Walmart meets the cast of Hee-Haw. Just making my way through security, I saw a guy who certainly bought his outfit at a yard sale near the airport. He stood next to a girl mid-20s that wasn't wearing any underwear. Or so I was told after she bent over to take her shoes off. I didn't look because that would be completely inappropriate. Another girl sipping on her $40 Starbucks beverage just waltzed by, showing travelers her entire stomach. What's the deal? Am I really flying the friendly skies, or did my dad drop me off at a flea market? Either way, the time is 8:25, which means I've managed to pass 3 hours observing and complaining. That gives me an hour to find an airport tattoo parlor to sketch the words, "I hate flying," on my arm. Or I could just sit here and wait, enjoying the sounds of Michael Jackson's Thriller playing on a loop 4 seats down. Which seems appropriate since, like much like Jackson's life, I couldn't possibly make any of this stuff up.
Hey. Wow.
Thank you very much. Poignant.
That was very poignant.
It was horrible. And I don't know if every airport is like that or if it's just our beloved Lambert International.
Every airport is
like
that.
But I have to assume it's every airport.
It is every airport.
And you just sit there and you just, you know, if you've ever sort of doubted yourself or you feel like, you know, maybe you're not normal, go to the airport, buy a ticket, just sit there and just watch people, and you will feel like the smartest, brightest person that has ever walked the streets. It's unbelievable.
Some airports are just busier than others with more weirdos in them.
The interesting thing, though, when I was in Detroit, I flew home out of Detroit, and they seem to have it together. I didn't see too many knuckleheads in Detroit. I was surprised. I started to feel bad. I thought, oh, well, maybe it's us here in St. Louis. Maybe,
you know, I've seen
maybe
plenty of weirdos. Strange. I've seen plenty of weirdos in Detroit. Okay. I've flown in and out of that airport.
Well, you were one of the weirdos, lots I think, of flying times. In yeah. and out of Detroit.
Oh, we were. The entire hockey team, the St. Louis Eagles, we'd fly up there usually in July or August, and we have a hockey tournament, and we fly into Detroit's airport there, and then we fly out, and there were one time we were running late. The traffic is horrible up there in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Absolutely horrible. And they are constantly doing construction. There's always construction somewhere. Do you remember seeing that big giant Michelin tire on the side of the highway going to the airport?
Yes.
94, I think it is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So they said that the police would have to go by that Michelin tire, that big giant tire, and check it every once in a while because homeless people would make a nice little home in there. You can get inside the tire. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but we were running late, and we had to run like crazy. And one of the guys, they had to hold the plane up for a couple of the guys, and they came running in, and they had cases of beer that they were bringing in. Cases of beer that put up in the
overhead,
yeah.
Gosh. Well, I will say this about Detroit. A lot of people will talk down about Detroit, and I suppose if you go into certain areas, it's really bad. Only one time that I kind of feel like, oh boy,
you know, as
Clark Griswold infamously said in National Lampoon's Vacation, "Roll them up." You know, that, mm-hmm. I had one of those moments, but really only one. Everything else was fine. The two things that I did in Detroit, and you'll be able to find them at BillOnTheRoad.com. I went to Motown, which I. It was a cool experience. I'm glad that I went. It was not as awesome as I thought it was going to be. Not like Sun Studio in Michigan.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
With Elvis, where he was. That? Yeah, that's on there. You can check it. Find the website, Dan. You can read about that. And then the other thing that you absolutely have to do, and Dan, I'm curious if you've done it, was going to the Henry Ford Museum. Have you been there?
No, I have not.
That is one of the most impressive museums. It was so cool. They had just the interesting things that they have. One of them was they had the chair that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in.
Wow.
They had that from the theater that night. I don't know why they have it, but they do. They have
it was the Ford theater. Yeah.
But was it really Henry Ford's theater, or was it just
the Ford theater?
See, I was under the impression that it was an Oak, but again, okay. I've been wrong.
Way back
times,
then,
so
they were.
I know.
Way back then, they were selling.
And the other thing was, what was it? Oh, they had the limo that Kennedy was shot in. They had that there.
Really?
They had Reagan's presidential limo. They had all of these vehicles. I mean, it was really, really, really cool. I took a ride in a Model T Ford. They zip you around in one of those. That was really neat. But that's the Henry Ford Museum, and that was really, really a neat thing to see if you've never ever been up there. Worth a trip to Detroit, absolutely. All right, we need to take a break. This is the Big 550 KCRS.
Speaking of Fords, there's probably Ford, Chevys, all kinds of cars out on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, traffic's a mess out there. We didn't have this bad of traffic when it was snowing out. You know, all these accidents. We've got a new accident on eastbound 70 before 79 that's blocking the left lane, and it looks like things are jamming up from about Highway K. Still working with that accident at Olive at Creepcore Mill, and that's causing westbound Olive to jam up from Highway 270 all the way out through 141. Southbound 170 is jamming up now from Olive down through Highway 40. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 44 at Arsenal, and they've also cleared that one at Jefferson. Still a little bit slow from Jefferson up to the Poplar, up to Highway 55. Northbound 55 at Park, you've got an accident that's blocking the right lane. You're traveling out westbound 70, you're going to find it slow past the airport. It's going to be heavy from stretches from the Boone Blanchett Bridge all the way out to Wentzville. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Ty Burrell, I mean, I know you're going to be busy. It's going to be about football, and we haven't even met each other yet. But if you could, like, just tug on your right nostril, just briefly, we'll know that was, oh, look, watch Ty. He tugged it. He just kind of brushed the right nostril, and that was for us.
I may send a sign that's a little less like I'm picking my nose.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Hi, you guys. You find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning, but Spectrum also does area rub cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts, they clean your mattresses, and they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house. So let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
The Home Depot has 1 gallon knockout roses at just $9.88 each. Knockouts are the heavyweight champs of roses and bloom year after year. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Horror stories alleged about the VA hospital in Phoenix get a public